Pendergast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
Whew. Does that about sum it up? That'd be about right. Whew. And it's only 8 o'clock in the morning. Yep, it's a hot week in more ways than one. And friends, welcome to a Let's Talk program for another fun week. Scott Giese here with you. Yes, the Ironhead Jeff Byers is on vacation. Again. Again. He's on, well, lucky man, all right? He's a lucky dude, all right? And so he's on vacation this week at a correspondingly hot spot. All right. I think the Carolina shoreline is where he is right now. So I'm not sure if it's granted off the ocean, you get breezes and so on. Hot weather at the beach is common. All right. Not uncommon. Maybe not quite this hot, but he and his family are taking an annual week that they take along the beach. Good for them. All right. And so yours truly is holding down the fort on a very hot morning. So welcome. I've got a busy program, mostly an open line show. Yes, we're going to talk about weather. Our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join me later in the next hour, perfectly timed. So we'll get some wisdom from Joe about this heat wave. Again, it's not us. Essentially, I guess it's the entire eastern half of the country, from the Midwest all the way over to us. It is HOT for the next 2 to 3 days. Hopefully you are aware of this, and hopefully you're in a cool place, house, work, and so on. First, let's mention our phone number here. Again, we got lots to cover. Oh, are you kidding? Lots to cover. 814-954-7266. All right. If you'd like to chime in on something I've got, if you want to toss something into the hopper yourself, that's perfectly fine. 814-954-7266. Yes, we've got the heavy topics, which we're going to save for a little later in the program. All right. Let's do that. We'll do our sports segment as we always do next segment. Not a lot there, obviously, because now we're deep into June and you know, not a whole lot going on sports-wise. I'm talking about on the local perspective. So we'll save that, but we'll save the heavy one in particular, the heavy subject from the weekend, we'll save for a little bit later on, all right? All right, yeah, weather, obviously, that's a big story right now. Hopefully, you've been paying attention to this. We are under a heat advisory until Wednesday night. Now, other places, it's a little worse, all right? So, for instance, I did a quick little check. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, those two cities, again, think about all that asphalt. And you got the heat radiating down and, whoo, yo. I think today's high in Philadelphia is supposed to be 99. And so down there, that's not a heat advisory. That's more like a heat warning for the next, 3 days, I guess, for those folks. Allegheny County, now that's, Pittsburgh area. Apparently, I don't know, they do things a little differently down there. They have what's called a code red advisory. Code red. Red is in hot! All right, red. And so they're under a code red for, like, the next 2 or 3 days. Okay, so that's like, whoo! Yeah, it's hot. I do not know this, and if somebody knows, I'd really appreciate a phone call just to say, yep, here it is. I know in these places, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, any city, New York, D.C., Baltimore, Boston, I mean, pick one that is affected by this heat dome that we're now sitting under. Big cities have what they usually call cooling centers, which are public buildings which are air-conditioned, like a gymnasium or some similar type large area. And if you are having problems, if you don't have air conditioning in your house, if your air conditioning breaks down, is something like that, instead of sitting there sweltering or worse, you know, health issues and such, you can go to a cooling center. And I guess they have cots or they have things you can sleep on there and so on. You can spend the night and all that sort of thing. To my knowledge, we don't have anything like that around here. Although I know that there are some people in the neighborhood, they don't have air conditioning. I know it. Not every house out there or building, whatever, has air conditioning, does it? And so I'm just wondering, is there some, I don't know, State College Borough, Center Region, Belfont, someplace where they've established at least for the next, what would it be, 3 days, some type of a cooling center for folks who unfortunately may really need that. If somebody knows of such a thing, I haven't seen anything. I mean, maybe we don't. Maybe we don't have something like that. Again, for these rather extreme temperatures the next 2 or 3 days. But if somebody knows, you know, give a quick ring, 814-954-7266. Again, we have what's called a heat advisory. Could be worse, could be a heat warning. I mean, if somehow we made it to triple digits, and that's not supposed to happen here, but if we did, then I think we'd be under the heat warning. And again, I mean, weather fascinates all of us, right? I mean, we all pay attention to weather, obviously. And you probably have your favorite weather app or weather service or something. On my gadget here, I've got several. And so I kind of, you know, do a little, okay, here's what this one says. All right, here's what this one says, you know, that sort of thing. And it's interesting. I'm not a weather person, all right, like a meteorologist and fancy terms and so on. I have several who are friends of mine, like our friend Joe, who's going to join us next hour. And, you know, I've got one here. I've got a smart watch. I'm not sure how smart it is or its owner. Earlier this morning on my smart watch, all right, I don't know where this gets its information, if it's the National Weather Service or if it's the Weather Channel. I have no idea. But earlier this morning on my smart watch, As soon as I turn it on or move my arm, it comes popping on, and I've got my, where I live, and it's the current temperature, allegedly, just like a one word, what's the weather today? This says sunny. Okay, sunny. And then it's got a high and a low, like the expected high and low. So earlier this morning, when I took my guy Domino out to do his business, all right, I checked my gadget, and it said high 97 today. I'm like, oh, man, holy, that's terrible. Somehow, between now and then, now it says high 95. Where's my bell, all right? 2-degree difference. I guess we should ring the bell for that. Whew. Okay, doesn't matter. Still going to be mid-90s today, mid-90s tomorrow. Now all of a sudden for Wednesday, it's looking a little cooler, although the humidity apparently is not going anywhere. And that's the part that, and so if you, God forbid, God love you, if you have to work outside, I don't know, construction, you know, something in that regard, if you have to work outside, just obviously, you know what to do. Lots of liquids, cold ones, probably, you know, shade, wear the appropriate clothing or not, and so on and so forth. Whew. 10 o'clock last night, it's pitch dark. I look up, the sky's clear, like, okay, well, that was different from last week. And, again, I'm taking my guy Domino out for one more time, and I check my gadget. 10 o'clock last night, temperature was 79 degrees. Ooh. Yuck. Now, some of you, again, apparently you love this. You love this weather. And I'll just, oh, I want to slap you. Just figuratively, not literally. Whew. Okay. So we're under this heat advisory until Wednesday night. Then it'll get more, I guess you would call it, normal. All right. We're about, what is it, 15 to 20 degrees above normal here today, tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. So keep an eye on that. Take care of yourself. Don't do anything crazy. Running a marathon today would not be a good idea. Okay, just a simple hint from your friend Scott. All right, just don't do that. Tomorrow, don't do that. Wednesday, maybe, don't do that. All right, just You know what? I think I'll wait till this weekend, that sort of stuff. Take it easy. Again, if you've got friends, neighbors, relatives, you know they're in a place without air conditioning, especially maybe someone who is older. Let's watch out for each other here for the next couple of days, all right? That's very important. All right, let's see. Let's stay lighter. Again, we're going to save the heavy stuff for later. And, oh, I've got plenty of comments about the heavy stuff. Let's save that for later. All right, busy over the weekend. Again, I knew the heat was coming, so Saturday I thought, all right, I got to get my lawn mowed. Let's get that out of the way because, remember, all that moisture we had last week and then heat, whoop, grass grows like crazy. So Saturday I had to, scramble around, do about an hour's worth of trimming, weeds and stuff like that. And then I hop on the lawn tractor like, okay, here we go. And I take the key and I turn the key and nothing. Like, okay, key, come on, work, key, nothing. I'm thinking, oh, man, are you kidding me? Dead battery. Dead battery. So then I thought, I do not want to mow on Sunday. It's going to get really hot. I got to get this done today. So I run to a store, find a battery, bring it back, put it in. I'm thinking, okay, please tell me this was the problem. Turn the key. Like, yeah, okay, thank you very much. Whoo, okay. Now, actually, I got my money's worth out of a battery. Now, if you're a long-time listener, sometimes we've talked about, solar energy and solar panels, which are, great, wonderful. I'm not ready to invest yet, but okay, fine. Battery technology, it's still not good enough. It's still not good enough. If I ever put solar panels on my house, and I've got some great roof space where I could put it, I mean, just perfect placement, perfectly placed. Just if I wanted to put them up there, they'd work in spades. It'd be great. If I would actually invest money in that, I want a super duper battery setup, probably in my basement, so that all that solar energy on a day like today can just soak it all in, and instead of going back into the grid, I'd want it to go into my battery system. So that it just, in my basement, so that at night and maybe for days, I don't have any power issues like I did one day last week. Remember the one time we had a thunderstorm blow through, kind of right over us. And at my house, at least, the power blinked on and off. I think it was 5 times in the span of 10 minutes. Like boop, 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 boop. And if you've got a computer, you're like, no. And if you've got a television, off it goes. And all that sort of stuff. It drives you crazy. I'd love to actually get off the grid. All right, I really would. And now, when we cover the heavy stuff later in the program, where allegedly there could be some people out there that want to do slightly nasty things because of what happened over the weekend on the other side of the world. Yeah, if you're off the grid, nasty things wouldn't happen. Just a thought. Battery technology, I keep reading, breakthrough, breakthrough. Okay, can we get it to market, please? That would be nice. That goes a lot slower. But at least the battery I had in my lawn tractor, I'll be honest, when I replaced it, I started thinking, have I ever replaced this battery before? I've had my lawn tractor, I think, now for about 9 years. And as it turned out, I had the original battery. And I remember I took this battery to a store, no free plugs, went to a local store, and they want you to bring the old battery back in because then that needs to be recycled properly. So I did that. There it is. And I remember the lady at the register, she kind of looks at it like, oh, okay, you got your money's worth. And there's a date on the battery, like after this date, you might need to do some charging and so on. The date was 2018. I think I got my money's worth out of that battery, all right? I think I did. So, all right. So, luckily, back up and running with the lawn tractor. Saturday morning, did something a little interesting. Now, we mentioned this a number of times over the past couple of weeks. They had one of those free shredding events, like paper shredding, at the Center County Refuse and Recycling Authority, otherwise known as the dump. And in this case, I don't know why, it's always sponsored by local politicians. All right, it's free shredding event brought to you by this person, like a local elected, state elected official. Well, this one on Saturday, local state representative Carrie Benninghoff and state senator Chris Dush were, I guess, the co-sponsors of this event. Like, okay, that's fine. So I load up my car with old paperwork that I just do not need anymore. Drove there on Saturday morning, you know, check in. Everybody's friendly and so on. You drive around. They come out to your car. They grab all your stuff so you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And one of the person doing the grabbing was Carrie Benninghoff. I'm thinking, what are you doing here? He's like, well, this is my event. Like, okay, I didn't know you were actually going to be toting the boxes and paper. You're like, yeah, sure. So he was out there in his work clothes, and he was, you know, helping to unload cars, and we chatted just very briefly and so on. I thought that's pretty cool. All right. I don't know if Senator Dush showed up later, because Senator Dush is from Brookville. That's a bit of a distance away. So maybe he didn't show up, but of course Mr. Benninghoff's from Bellefonte, and so there he is, and he's unloading stuff, and he's sweating. I'm like, honest day's work. Okay. Oh, that's low. That's terribly low. Mr. Benninghoff put out something the other day. Again, state representatives and senators, they occasionally either sponsor bills or introduce bills. Some of them are really important, you know, heavy-hitting stuff. A lot of them aren't. All right, we're not talking heavy stuff, just isn't. And so I noticed Mr. Benninghoff wants to introduce legislation for a new license plate. Like for your vehicle. Now, hold on. You have to be a certain person, I think, to get this license plate. This would be a Space Force Pennsylvania license plate. Now, I guess I didn't realize this, but the other military branches, apparently all of them, have a Pennsylvania license plate. Like it says U.S. Army. Or Navy. Come on, you know these, right? Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. Five. Well, Space Force is beneficial for a number of years now. There is no license plate for the Space Force. Okay, so apparently Mr. Benninghoff once says, hey, we need to have a Space Force license plate, and apparently you need official legislation for that. You can't just say, hey, let's do this. No, you got to do it a certain way. Now, if you didn't know this, there is a new Pennsylvania license plate. Have you received one of these? All right. Now, this one's caused, maybe tongue-in-cheek, a little controversy somewhat recently. I actually saw one of these on a vehicle. Was that Saturday? I think it was Saturday. And, you know, I'm driving around. I might have been driving to the dump. I can't remember now. And, you know, you see a license plate that is obviously not a Pennsylvania license plate. And, I don't know, I just sort of look like, where's that one from? Oh, that's from Ohio. Or that's from New York. Saw one from Colorado. I've seen one from Montana. Now, granted, in the greater State College area, we draw people from everywhere, right? I mean, other countries, for goodness sakes. We draw them from every place. And so if you go onto, I don't know, Penn State parking lots and look at license plates, can you see every state in the union? Maybe Hawaii might be a stretch. I know I've seen an Alaska license plate. Around here. I know I have. I can't remember when, but I know I've seen it. And, of course, they all have their distinctive designs and all that sort of stuff, all right? Well, Pennsylvania has a new license plate, if you didn't know this. And I saw this on a vehicle. I think it was on Saturday, and I'm looking like, okay, what state is that? And I had to get really close to the vehicle to determine, oh, no, that's that new Pennsylvania license plate. Now, if you haven't seen these, it's kind of white. Like the plate is sort of white or light colored. At the top it says Pennsylvania. In the middle is the Liberty Bell, kind of a line art drawing of the Liberty Bell. And then underneath it says, let freedom ring. Now, our recent license plates, actually for quite a while now, at the bottom it's had like a website address. Now, the most recent ones, I believe it's visitpa.gov, which is a tourism website. Before that, it was like the official state website, like PA, I don't know, state.pa.us or whatever it was, all right? That's actually going back a few years. I have, mine says visit PA.gov. I mean, if I go out, I'm looking out a window at our parking lot where our studio is located. There's a bunch of vehicles out there. They're all facing the wrong way, so I can't see their license plates. But I'm going to guess most everybody has a visit PA.gov website, well, or the license plate. All right, those are going by the wayside. And apparently now, finally, these new license plates are going out. Now, does that mean you need to change yours? No. All right, if I'm correct on that, no. But if somebody, I guess, is applying for a new license plate, you're going to get one of these new ones. And apparently, at some point in the future, like, now, we might be talking 5 or 10 years from now, at some point in the future, Harrisburg's probably going to come sort of knocking at your door like, sir, you have an old license plate. We're going to replace it with this new one. Okay. Can you force and get a new license plate? I'll be honest, I don't know. We're going to take a break in a moment. Later on, when we have open line time, if somebody knows the answer to that question, like, I don't know, today all of a sudden I decide, I like that new license plate. I want to get one. Can you just go to, I don't know, the office there is in Pleasant Gap. Can you just go and say, I want a new license plate? I don't know. All right, or if you have to wait for Harrisburg to come calling to say, you need to change, that's an old license plate. That's the old design, blah, blah, blah. I've got to guess there are very few vehicles out there anymore that have the old, whatever it was, state.pa.us license plate, because that is, like, old. And for whatever reason, you got to get rid of it. I don't know why. If you've got the number on your license plate, isn't that the most important thing? You have to get some. Now, I don't know. Maybe I haven't checked that website address. Maybe it's just old. All right. I know how to find Pennsylvania or Harrisburg information. Boom. Maybe it's literally outdated. Okay. Maybe that's the problem. Otherwise, watch out for new license plates. And yes, this caused controversy because it has the Liberty Bell on it. They had a contest, if you remember, you know, and there was a whole bunch of people made interesting designs. That was the one that was chosen to be the new license plate. Liberty Bell is on it. Philadelphia. Yep, we get it. Meanwhile, folks out in Western PA were like, hey, that's a Philadelphia thing. We don't want that on our license plate. It was like, come on, it's the Liberty Bell, for goodness sakes. That's national. It's not just Philadelphia. Okay, come on. It's interesting what causes a controversy. There we go. So watch out for your new license plates. And I guess, I don't know, congratulations if you have one. All right, there you go. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have a sports segment. Then we have some open line time. Oh, boy, what are we going to talk about? I've got one in particular. Again, later on, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, is going to join us later next hour to talk about this lovely weather. Somebody out there is having fun. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will...
98.7 The Fox! The Fox!
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Bendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, at Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Come on, you know this song? Come on. Wait for Martha and the Vandellas to kind of break in here. Hold on. This has got a longer intro than I remember. Here we go. All right, let me have some fun here for a Monday morning. Here we go. Let's stop right there. Hey, you got to have some fun, all right? Don't let the heat get you down. You got to have some fun. So we'll see if we can have some fun here this morning. Again, Scott here with you. The Ironhead Jeff Byers on vacation on a hot week. All right, he's having a good time. He'll be back next Monday. We'll have some open line time later. Oh, yes, heavy subjects. We have those. Right now, let's go to sports. All right. There was a few things going on over the weekend. Friday night, now remember Friday's weather. Remember last week was all rainy. Ugh. All right, it was all rainy all the time. But Friday is actually pretty nice. Thankfully, great weather for the annual Leser Lumber Football Classic that was played this year at Rogers Stadium in Bellefonte. You heard the game, right here on 98.7 The Fox. Interesting fourth quarter. The North team, now all the Center County players were on the North team. North team dominated that fourth quarter. They had to come from behind, and they won over the South team on Friday evening. Final score, a lot of points, 36-28. After three quarters, the South team was up 28-20, but then they were shut out in the final frame, while the North had two touchdowns with 2-point conversions to tie the game and then eventually win the game. 12 players from Center County Schools played for the North team. Bellefonte quarterback Liam Halderman had a pretty good night. He had one of those touchdowns in the fourth quarter on an 8-yard run after a nice 26-yard run by State College's Lamar Wilson helped to set that up. Then with the game tied, Clearfield's Brady Collins had a night. He was solid on Friday night. He scored the winning touchdown on a great 41-yard run. It was his third touchdown of the night. And also in the fourth quarter, he had both 2-point conversions, pair of those. And for his efforts, Collins was named the North's offensive player of the game. He had 101 yards rushing, also had a key interception on defense late in that game. State College's Darrell Lunyon was the North's defensive player of the game. He had a sack. He also had a very important tackle for a loss in the fourth quarter that stopped or ended a South drive. So congratulations to all the players on the North team. The South, I won't say dominate. They've won the last 2 years. So the North team, it was their first win in the Leser Lumber game since 2022. So congratulations to those guys. And thankfully, they're not playing tonight. Whew, okay. All right, some other activity. State College Spikes were at home this weekend. Not a good weekend as the Trenton Thunder swept the Spikes three straight. They lost, the Spikes lost Friday night 6-2. They lost Saturday night 8-4. And unfortunately, they lost again last night 8-5. The Spikes now 5-7 on the season. They, I guess you would call this a travel day, although they're only traveling to Williamsport. That's not much of a travel. They've got a midweek series against the Crosscutters. Game one of the three-game series will be tomorrow. Yeah, it's just as hot in Williamsport as it is here. Woo. So if you're going to that game tomorrow evening, plan accordingly, all right? College sports, LSU won the College Baseball World Series. They beat Coastal Carolina yesterday 5-3. That's always a best-of-three series. They didn't need the third game. LSU won them both, so they sweep it 2-0. Somewhere Paul Skeens is smiling. Of course, he's a former LSU guy. LSU and college baseball, they got a stranglehold right now on things. So, congratulations, I guess, to the Tigers. Major League Baseball yesterday. Pirates get a win. Where's my bell? Where's the Ironhead? All right, he's not lamenting. Yeah, they lost their first two games to the Rangers, but not yesterday. The Pirates won it 8-3. You heard it right here on 98.7 The Fox. The big inning was the fifth inning when the Buccos scored five runs in an inning. Where's Jeff? Holy, he's fainting right now. Tommy Pham, 3-for-3 with 3 RBI yesterday. Brian Reynolds, Spencer Harwitz had 3 hits apiece. Bailey Falter got the win. Again, the Pirates starting pitching is good. I mean, they're good. Falter's now 6-3 on the season. The Pirates aren't. The Pirates are now 31-48. All right, this is where the Ironhead lamenting comes in. Pirates now head off to Milwaukee. They will take on the Brewers. I think it's just as hot in Wisconsin as it is here. Maybe not quite as hot, but still hot. Game one of that series is tonight. Of course, you can hear it on 98.7 The Fox. Airtime tonight should be, I believe, around 7:15. First pitch around 7:40. 7:40 our time. Phillies got a win over the Mets yesterday. Final score of 7-1. So the Phils are back to a one-game lead over the Mets in the National League East. Edmundo Sosa had a three-run homer. Kyle Schwarber added a solo shot. Jesus Luzardo got the win. His record's now 6-3. Not a bad day in the heat. No runs, 3 hits, 7 strikeouts as he pitched into the 7th inning. So good one for him. This is a travel day for the Phillies. They will head down to Texas, to Houston. They'll be facing the Astros in a series that will start tomorrow. All right, let's see. My Orioles, okay. They lost 2 straight to the Yankees, including yesterday 4-2. You want to, I don't know, is this bad luck? All right. Adley Rutschman is the Orioles catcher, all-star. He's out for probably through the all-star break in a couple of weeks. He has some type of a muscle oblique injury. So because of that, they go to the minors. They call up Maverick Handley. Love that name. Maverick Handley to be the catcher in his stead. Handley is now out because he was injured yesterday in a collision at the plate. So I guess you go back to the minors again to find another guy. Now, there's another catcher, but you always want to have, two of those guys. And you bring one guy up, and literally, boom, he's hurt. Like, okay, that would be the Orioles season maybe in a nutshell. Okay, we'll see how that goes. All right, NBA, Oklahoma City, I would say as expected, won the NBA championship last night. They beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91. It was a good series. I mean, it went the full 7. The Thunder won it 4-3. I mean, bad luck, if you will, again, for the Pacers, talking about injuries. Their top player, Tyrese Halliburton, went out in the first quarter with another Achilles injury. And if you follow this at all, he injured this a while back. And normally when you have an Achilles injury, you're supposed to sit. You're not supposed to play. Well, this is the NBA Finals. So Halliburton was out there doing everything he could. He clearly was not 100% in this series. And then in the first quarter yesterday, boom, he goes down and that's it. It's like, you're done, son. All right. And they had to take him off. So that was a huge loss, obviously, for the Pacers. And Oklahoma City wins it. SGA, because his name is too long. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was named the MVP of the finals. So congratulations to Oklahoma City. And then did you see this NBA trade yesterday? I mean, trades are interesting. To be a fly on the wall in the room when these people are discussing, well, we'll give you this, well, we'll give you that, well, we'll give you this, well, we'll give you that. Now, on the one side, again, it was Phoenix and Houston did a blockbuster deal yesterday. Kevin Durant is obviously one of the best players in the league. Everybody knows that. Plays for Phoenix. Phoenix, didn't do much this year. The Suns, Phoenix Suns, traded Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets yesterday. One guy, Kevin Durant, there he goes. It's going to be a Houston Rocket now. What did the Suns get in return? Well, they got 2 players. They got the number 10 pick in this week's NBA draft, which I believe is Wednesday. All right, so they get the Houston number 10 pick in this week's draft, and then they get 5 second-round picks. Now, folks, do the math. That's one guy for 8 guys. Can you believe this? It's like I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a trade quite like that one. One guy in exchange for 8 guys. 2 current players, we'll call it a first-round top draft choice, and then 5 other second-round picks. Now, when we have open line time a little bit later on, if you're a big sports fan and so on, you want to call in, was that a good trade? Who got the better of that trade? All right, again, Houston gets one guy. Now, granted, it's Kevin Durant, and he's awesome. He's fabulous. The Suns, Phoenix, get 8 guys for 1 guy. When I saw that last night, I'm thinking, what? And apparently Durant was at a fan event, I guess tied in with the NBA Finals last night. I guess he's up on stage, is Durant. He's on stage when he finds out about the trade. Surprise! Whoa, okay, I guess I'm playing for Houston now. And now Houston's going to have to, again, they're giving up 8 guys for 1 guy. Is that insane? I think that's insane. And then finally, now where's the Iron Head? Doggone it, where's the Iron Head when you need him? Because he would be talking all over this. Big story from college wrestling from yesterday. Bo Bassett, fantastic wrestler, Bishop McCourt, down in Johnstown, committed to Iowa, what, months ago? Not anymore. He has decommitted from Iowa. And, of course, this has the whole college wrestling world abuzz. Go on social media if you find some outlets that, you know, talk about or cover college wrestling. Oh, they are just going bananas on this one. Of course, Penn State was looking at Bassett, and he elected to go to Iowa. And he's appeared in Iowa City. He's been at fan events, and something happened. Now, Bassett is a class of 26 selection, so he's not at Iowa yet. Remember, this was a commit. Not that that necessarily means all that much anymore. Let me read. He put a post up on Facebook on Sunday, and this was Bassett's post. Now, keep in mind, folks, this is a kid. All right, he's a high school kid. And I've complained about this. You know, we put a lot of pressure sometimes on high school kids, whether it be athletes or in other, you know, other opportunities and so on. But especially, of course, the athletes, the top athletes get all this attention. Wrestlers, basketball players, football players, you know, some other sports and so on. Put a lot of pressure on these young men and women to, you know, well, men and women, boys and girls, to, you know, make big decisions and so on. So Bassett puts a post up on Facebook. Let me read this. All right. Now, I don't know this kid. I've never met this kid. I know he's phenomenal. And this is where I wish the Ironhead was here, because he knows all about this kid. His post was, quote, "After a lot of prayer and talking with my family, I've decided to decommit from the University of Iowa. This wasn't easy, but I believe it's not the right fit for me as a wrestler, a person, or for my faith journey. Still reading. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'll never speak a bad word about their program. This is about finding the place God wants me to be. This is a huge decision in my life, that's true, and it has to be the right one. I would like to, still reading, I would like to thank all of the Iowa fans who have supported me. You have been amazing, and I am grateful for the support you showed me." Unquote. That was Bo Bassett's post yesterday on Facebook. Now, again, he attends Bishop McCourt down in Johnstown area. Again, one of the top high school wrestling teams in the country. They're loaded. Yes, they can recruit. Yeah, we've been down that road. All right. I mean, McCourt wrestling, it's like, okay, just give them the championship of whatever tournament they're in. Boom, they're in, because they just are loaded with talent. Clearly, this young man is, I guess, a person of faith. All right. I mean, he mentions his faith. He mentions God. Something happened at Iowa. What happened? Now, I expect this is going to get some coverage from some, you know, wrestling reporters. I don't know. Again, this is where I wish the Ironhead was here, because I know he's got insight on this one. I know it. Where is he going to end up? Well, Penn State's on his short list, always was. Is it possible, again, if you're a Penn State wrestling fan, how do they keep the embarrassment of riches? I'm not sure if that's the right term. But now, he could end up somewhere else. But somehow, something happened at Iowa apparently recently that, I don't know, turned him off. Again, we're reading between the lines here. Something clearly happened that turned him off. Again, he mentions God and faith several times in his post, and I'm thinking, something there, all right? What happened? So, obviously, if you're a Penn State wrestling fan, I guess you're excited. Oh, here we go. He could come here. There's, I think, two other schools maybe on his list. I mean, Penn State, again, their wrestling room is so loaded that even if you've got a kid like this kid, Bill Bassett, who's phenomenal, he's awesome. Could he be a four-time champ? Yeah, he could be. You got the jostling in the room and so on. We will see. We'll stop right there. We will see what happens with this young man. Could Penn State reel him in? And if they could, and it, you know, it's a good fit and all that sort of stuff. Wow. It's just history making. Like, wow. All right. So stay tuned. Dang, the Ironhead's gone all week. I almost wish he would. I don't want to bother him on vacation. I wish he would call in and just give his 2 cents on, okay, what do you think about this? We will get his 2 cents next week. How about that? Let's hold that thought. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have open line time. And friends, I tell you what, I really would like to hear from you. Of course, we're going to talk about what happened in Iran and implications and all this sort of stuff. And I'd love to get your opinions because on social media, I mean, it's wild. It's going in all directions. Great move, terrible move, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? I've got some thoughts, some information, and we can talk about some other things as well. So stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, we're just getting hot here this morning. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Bellefonte. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Bellefonte cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he is going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. PAMP, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Leser Lumber Great Outdoor Sale now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at leserlumber.com. Leser Lumber. Decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts. helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
We're just warming up. Some of you that remember this tune. I should have fast forwarded to the key line. Oh well, we're out of time. Some like it hot. Dun, 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 the power station. Well, let's hope our power stations stay powerful, all right, for the time being. Hi, friends. Let's talk here for a Monday morning. Scott with you again. Our friend Jeff Byers, he's on vacation this week at a shoreline where I assume he's probably already sweating, all right? Well, maybe not quite this early. He's probably sleeping, but we'll let him go. He'll be back next Monday. In the meantime, folks, we've got an open phone program. Would love for you to join me on anything you like, 814-954-7266. That's the number. Would love to get some calls. Now, we do have some guests this week. Tomorrow, we're going to lighten up tomorrow. How about that? All right. Heavy stuff today. Yeah, probably tomorrow, too. We're going to lighten up tomorrow. Our friend Joe Shaw is going to join us. I kind of refer to Joe as the king of pinball, or the king of local pinball. Interesting, you know, kind of a throwback to the old days when I was a kid. I loved to play pinball machines and so on. There's a sort of a revival of that in the neighborhood, and Joe's going to join us. We've had Joe on before, although, that was a year ago, I think now. Joe's going to join me in studio tomorrow to talk about, you know, fun things to do locally with pinball machines. So we're going to just take a segment or two tomorrow, just kind of lighten up, have some fun. Wednesday, our friend Rabbi David Ostrich from the State College Jewish community is going to join me again. You know what we're going to talk about. That's on Wednesday's show. All these things happening not only overseas, but, of course, things that have happened here in America with anti-Semitism and violence against people who are Jewish and or protesting and so on. Ugh, not good. So Rabbi Ostrich is going to join me again on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll have a guest from our friends Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. Fourth Fest is coming up. I mean, folks, that's actually the end of next week. All right, time flies when you're having fun, allegedly. So we're going to talk about upcoming Fourth Fest things. That'll be a segment that we have on Thursday. And then plenty of open line time there. And again, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be joining me later next hour. We're going to talk about, guess what? Heat. And what's going on, what's the future going to bring, blah, blah, all that stuff. So stay tuned for all that. But in the meantime, 814-954-7266, if you'd like to chime in yourself for a Monday morning. Let me start with this. All right, we're going to do some people in the neighborhood a favor. We're going to help them plan ahead if apparently they didn't already know about this. We have these national protests, all right, and they all have fancy names because they're being organized by somebody, all right, and the one was called Hands Off, the one, a couple weeks ago was called No Kings. Well, we have a date and a name for the next one. Ooh, as you can tell, I'm not a fan. The next one, apparently it says here it's going to be on July 17th, so mark your calendar. July 17. Now, yes, when I saw that date, my thought was, okay, weekend? No, that's a Thursday. They're going to have a national protest on a Thursday. Now, that'll be different. Not on a weekend when folks are not working, probably, and they're a little more free time. This shindig is going to be on a Thursday. And it's got a name because you got to put a fancy name with it. Apparently, according to one story, the name is Good Trouble Lives On. Okay. All right. Folks, if you want to go and protest, great. That is your First Amendment right. go do it. All right. I'm not sure what you actually get out of it besides, again, just venting and rage. And a line I keep using is simply, be careful who you hitch your wagon to. Now, I can say the same thing about Donald Trump supporters. Be careful who you hitch your wagon to. But if you're in this protest group, mob, whatever you want to call it, that's up to you. Again, I'm not a fan because I don't, other than raging, my observation is, why are we doing this? I mean, what's the point? Are you changing minds? Probably not. You're just out there screaming, yelling, raging, chanting, singing, swearing, toting signs, some with the F word on them. Yeah, that's all very constructive. Again, not a fan. Just not. Now, if it had positive results, like it did some things that really helped a lot of people, that'd be one thing. Now, some might argue, well, public raging helps a lot of people. Really? Okay, if you say so. But there you go. So plan ahead. Mark that date, July 17. I'm sure some local folks, whoever were involved with the whatever happened here a couple of weeks ago, they're all excited and they're probably planning and so on. Okay. I tell you, if they want to call the program, I'll give you the floor about, you know, why is this a good idea? Seriously, I won't even argue with you. I'll give you the floor. 814-954-7266. I'll give you the floor. And you can expound or expound on why, yes, this is something we all must be involved with and we need to do this and here's why. And I'll probably ask a question or two like, okay, why are you really doing this? Is this all because you hate Donald Trump? And again, if you're a longtime listener of the program, I'm not a fan for a number of reasons. I'm not a fan of the guy. Never voted for the guy. Three times, never voted for the guy. Now, I don't say that proudly. I just say that matter-of-factly. I've been very disillusioned with national politics in the last 10 years, and I have voted accordingly. So why is this a good idea? I mentioned before, I mean, it's perfectly obvious. This is now going to become a regular series of national protests. Again, whoever's organizing and fundraising or funding this thing. All right, this stuff, folks, I'm sorry. Come on, common sense. Let's common sense our way through this. This stuff doesn't just pop out of nowhere. Instantaneous. Oh, no, it is organized, and in various ways, it is paid for. Who's organizing it? What do they really want? And who's paying for this gig? Wouldn't you like to know? Now, these folks are kind of in the background, like being quiet. I mean, there's a website. This new one, Good Trouble Lives On. What a great title. Good Trouble Lives On. I can't wait to see what the sequel, the next one's going to be. Is this going to be a monthly thing? So we've had one in June. There's going to be one in mid-July. Should I assume there's going to be one sometime in mid-August? Are we going to do this in December? People outside when it's like 20 degrees, you know, chanting and toting signs with the F word on them and all that sort of stuff. Are we going to do that too? I'm simply curious. Again, if this were productive and constructive, that'd be one thing. I'm not seeing it. Just not seeing it. All I see is a lot of people raging. What good comes from that? Now, you might say, well, I get that rage off my chest and I feel better. Okay, maybe try medication. Medication might be better for you than that. I'm not a fan. I'm not saying don't do it. If you want to do it, go ahead. All right, again, First Amendment right. You're allowed to gather, protest. That's one of the great rights of our Constitution and our society. Great. But why? What's why? Why are we really doing this? But anyway, all right, circle your calendar, July 17. Going to be the next one. Maybe there's a website I haven't searched. Maybe there's a website where, you know, you go and it's got the whole list, like for the whole fall, and they all have funky names. Okay. Who's behind this? Who's funding this? Be careful who you hitch your wagon to. We're going to take a break. We're going to, when we come back, yes. Mr. Trump and company kind of threw us a curveball over the weekend. I'll be honest, I was surprised. I mean, you know, a few days ago, well, we're going to wait 2 weeks. And at the time, I thought, 2 weeks? That was my initial thought, 2 weeks? And I said, I'm really going to wait that long? Well, surprise, they didn't wait that long. So what are your thoughts? I'm going to share some information, share some thoughts. Where are we going from here? Yeah, there's the big question. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox, The Fox.
Summer Splash is in the books for 2025. Frank Bendek was a winner of a beautiful barbecue grill supplied by Pam and Fisher's Market. Along with the barbecue grill, Frank also won a $100 gift card from Giant in Belfont. In addition, we had six other winners of great prizes during Summer Splash from throughout the area. Remember, as Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, we want to make summertime fun. Fun in the sun. All summer long with Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Sports Radio 97, The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear. Remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox.
Yes. Oh, the heat is on. Glenn Frey and the Eagles. All right, that's more my era. So there we go. Yep, the heat is on here for a Monday morning. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Scott with you again. Jeff Byers on vacation, that lucky guy. He'll be back next Monday. And we got open line time. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think from over the weekend? What do you think? All right, if you go on social media, again, there are people going wild on social media, depending on maybe what social media outlet you kind of pay attention to. 814-954-7266. That's our open line number. You can call in and comment on what I'm talking about. If you want to toss something else in, that's fine. That's why we call it an open line show. Our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, he'll join us in about 35 or so minutes. And maybe I should play The Heat Is On again, because that's what primarily what we're going to talk about then. So stay tuned for that. All right. Yeah, it was an interesting weekend. All right. Yeah. What was that? Yeah, we're going to wait 2 weeks, and then we'll see what happens. And, again, depending, I guess, on your media outlet, Trump and company threw a curveball and decided, nah, we're not going to wait 2 weeks. We're going to do it now. And, boom, they did it. And, again, some people are, yes, that was absolutely the right move. Oh, President Trump is courageous and historic and yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you got the folks over here. That was a terrible move. Now what's going to happen? He did it on his own. Congress is supposed to be involved. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Which side of the aisle here do you kind of sit on? It was fascinating. I mean, this was historic. It was. Yay or nay, this was definitely historic. And I'm just kind of fascinated about some of the, I guess, the details about this whole shindig. Apparently, well, see, you know, again, there's so many ways we can go here. Were the Iranians caught by surprise? Or are they that militarily impotent that they literally right now, they're pretty much flat on the canvas already, like right now, because of what Israel has done to them over the last week and a half, roughly. All right. I mean, literally, there are multiple stories out there. Again, our planes fly into Iran. They do their duty. They fly out. Apparently, not one shot fired at them. Not one. Now, that's either we've really caught these guys flat-footed, or they are so weak right now that they couldn't put up a defense. I mean, they couldn't do anything. Well, which one of those is it? Well, maybe we'll find out this week in the coming days. I was a bit flabbergasted. They didn't fire one shot at them. Like, they didn't somehow, somewhere think, well, they might do something, those Americans, and we'll kind of be ready for them. Nope. Not one shot fired at our planes. That's really amazing. Now, again, if you followed this over the weekend, we got these funky B-2 stealth bombers, and they got that weird wing shape. They do not look like a common airplane, and they look like they're from outer space or something. I mean, they look pretty cool. Apparently, 7 of them took part in this bombing campaign on multiple places in Iran, these nuclear sites or alleged nuclear sites and so on. If you didn't follow news closely, and you might have to grab a map for this, these planes, you would think, okay, they're based on an aircraft carrier. No, these stealth bombers will never fit on an aircraft carrier. Not going to work. Well, okay, we have a number of military bases throughout the Middle East. Okay, they must have flown in from there and then flew back. Nope, they're not there either. These things, these planes are based in Missouri, at an Air Force base in Missouri. Again, go grab a map. Missouri to Iran. Whoa, that's a long way. And I believe the statistic was they flew 18 hours to get to their target. Now, I'm sure those planes have big gas tanks, if you will, not that big. So as they crossed the Atlantic, they probably had to be refueled. Again, if you've ever seen video of this, it's actually fascinating. You've got another plane, which is essentially a tanker, that kind of flies, I guess, underneath the stealth bomber, or maybe it's over above, I'm not sure. And they stick out a big, like a hose or something, and they link up, And that's how you refuel a plane in the air so it keeps on going. And apparently they had to do that multiple times to get these stealth bombers all the way from Missouri to Iran, do their stuff, turn around, go back all the way to Missouri. I mean, what do? You play cards or something? It's a long flight. If you've ever been on a long airplane flight, all right? My wife and I took a trip to Europe about 3 years ago, so we had to cross the Atlantic. That was a long airplane flight. Now, on a commercial liner, of course, you've got little video screens on the back of the seat that's right in front of you, all right? This is in the old days where there was, like, one big screen that everybody kind of looked at. Now it's like every seat has a little video screen, and you can play music, you can watch movies, I don't know, you can play games and so on. I don't know, maybe these stealth bombers have those things, because an 18-hour flight, yikes, that's crazy, isn't it? That's nuts. So seven of these went all the way, flew into Iranian airspace where they were totally unchallenged and did their stuff. All right, again, if you follow this stuff, bunker buster bombs. I don't know, what do we call that? Triple B? Blah, blah, blah. Triple B, bunker buster bombs, which apparently, if I read this one story, have never been used before, like for real. So this apparently was the first time, if I understand that right, that we've actually used these munitions. And the idea is this is a bomb. It doesn't just drop and go boom. It sort of bores into the earth somehow. I mean, it bores, gets down, whatever's in front of him, bores right through it, goes down, I don't know, 200 feet? So that's almost a football. Well, let's see, 50 yards. That's over half a football field. All the way down, and then at the bottom, boom! And then apparently what you do, there's a hole. Okay, let's drop another one down. Woo! Down it goes, into the hole, keeps on going, because at least this one nuclear facility in Iran was allegedly 300 feet underground, which normally would be untouchable. Like, there's nothing that's going to get down there, short of dropping a nuke on them, and no, we're not going to do that. And so they use these bunker buster bombs to make a hole, and then expand the hole and get down to the business area and boom. Now, of course, Trump and company trot out, what was that, Saturday night, talk about what just happened. When Trump said, oh, we've obliterated them. Folks, we don't know that yet. All right. Now, I'm sure satellites have been flying over these places and they're taking their really high quality pictures to try to get an idea. Okay, let's see, how much damage did we do? Unless there are people on the ground somehow, there's really no way to know how effective these things were. We think we took them out. Are we 100% certain of that? No. No. But again, the Iranians just said, okay, sure, go ahead, destroy our stuff, which is weird. I mean, maybe their military is that messed up that they literally could not lift a finger against us. They never showed up. Now, they're still firing missiles at Israel. All right. They did it again, I guess, yesterday. Whoosh, whoosh. Of course, it's very easy to light up a missile and shoot it. I don't know what the distance is from Iran to Israel. All right. That's not that hard. You just push a button, boom, off it goes. It's not like it's a guy in a plane flying into somebody else's airspace. Iran is just totally impotent with all this sort of stuff. And so they do it. They throw the curveball over the weekend. And they trot out, hey, we did it. Now, again, some people are cheering. Some people are booing. Some people are horrified. And there's going to be plenty of talk, blah, 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 in Washington this week about should Trump have done that. What he did was illegal. It's not constitutional. Blah, blah, blah. War Powers Act, all this sort of stuff. Yes, Democrats are primarily on that. Some Republicans are, though, too. And that'll be kind of interesting to see how that plays out. Rand Paul from Kentucky, not a fan. Thomas Massey, who I believe is also from Kentucky, not a fan. These are Republicans. I think there are a few others. There are a few folks that have been pro-Trump folks saying, why are we doing this? We shouldn't be doing this. You said we're not going to do any more foreign wars. Why did you do that? So the debate this week, if you're into news stuff, is going to be fascinating. The talking head shows on TV will do what they always do. Fox will have people applauding this. MSNBC and CNN will have people booing this. You know, we'll see what the major newspapers all have to say with various op-eds and so on. As soon as I saw this gig Saturday night, my first thought was, whoa. My second thought then was simply, okay, now what happens? This is where, again, folks, this is Scott. I'm not ex-military at all. All right. But I try to follow military history. I mean, going back to like Alexander the Great, it's just a fascination of mine. And I have to wonder, okay, how far have we thought this through? All right. We allegedly just destroyed several Iranian nuclear facilities. And we know for a fact, I mean, folks, there's no arguing on this one. We know for a fact the Iranians were working to make an atomic bomb. We know it. The numbers plainly show it. All right. Now, again, I'm no nuclear scientist, but I can read. And I'm seeing multiple versions like, yep, okay. If you're going to make a bomb, you need to, I don't know, what'd you call it, purify the uranium or purify the fuel up to, I think, 90%. Which is like really weaponized. Then you put that in a missile or a bomb, and then you go do something with it. All right. If you want power for like a nuclear power plant, like for electricity, I think at best you only need 10% purified or whatever the fancy term is. According to the IAEA, these are International Atomic Energy experts, Iran was already up to at least 60%. So if this was fuel for a nuclear power plant, they're already way, 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 way past that. And the only reason you would go way, way, way past that is if you're going to make a bomb. That's the only reason. That's a slam dunk easy one there. So it's obvious that is exactly what the Iranians have been trying to do, probably not for a year or two, probably for a bunch of years. All right, these underground facilities didn't just like show up last week or last year. They've been there for a while. All right, that earlier nuclear treaty we allegedly had with Iran was bogus. It was total bogus. All right? Yeah, it was the Iranians' way of saying, okay, we're going to quietly keep on working. Don't pay attention to us over here. It was obvious what they were doing. Now, part of the argument here over the last week and a half especially is how close were they? Allegedly, at one point when Israel started this war with Iran a week and a half ago, their claim was the Iranians were a week away from a working nuclear bomb. Now, their intel, and I tell you what, the Israelis, again, they're sharp. Their intelligence groups and secret agents or whatever you want to call them, they're good. All right, again, take a look at all the people in Iran, all the important people that have been taken out in the last week and a half. How did that happen? Well, only fantastic intel to locate where people are or to, you know, do things to get them to come together so you know where they are. So, boom, you can go hit them. I mean, the Israelis, this is textbook material. They're going to be teaching about this at military academies for decades, what the Israelis have done here in the last, well, more than a couple of weeks. All right. They have assets on the ground in Iran. I mean, these folks are really good. So if their intel says a week away, I would tend to believe it. Our intel, okay, we're half a world away. Not as good. We're not threatened the same way Israel is threatened. And so I'll believe the Israelis on this one. The Iranians were getting really close to a bomb. And if they got one, they would either immediately use it or they would immediately start brandishing it to all of their neighbors, and especially Israel, to say, ha ha, we got a bomb now. You better not mess with us. Otherwise, that kind of an attitude. It's strangely fascinating stuff. And again, you go on social media. I mean, people are going wild on social media. Me, I'm an ex-Twitter guy. I just, Facebook, no time. Instagram, nice, no thanks. Ex-Twitter, and I still call it Twitter. I guess it's officially X now. That one, again, is still, you get a wide range of opinions on X. Now, granted, Elon Musk owns X. Well, okay, that's one reason not to use X. And so an X clone, if you will, called Blue Sky is out there. It's like the, I don't know, what would you call it, the liberal version of X. And over the weekend, I don't do Blue Sky. But over the weekend, I thought, oh, what the heck. So I called it up on my computer. All right, let's see what people are saying. And yes, it is absolute left-wing, left-wing, left-wing. Trump is an idiot. Trump's going to kill us all. Trump, you know, just all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, all right, people raging. Just now, some folks on X were doing something similar, along with the cheerleaders, like, oh, that was courageous. That was a really great thing for him, a great decision. Oh, he made history. Save the world. Save the world. Save the world. Okay, for this little operation over the weekend. Again, my only question is, all right, now what? Now, we'll take a break in a moment. Trump comes out and he's like, okay, we've done this. Here it is. So, Iran, let's sit down and talk. You made the wrong decision. We made you pay for it. Now let's sit down and talk and do a peace agreement. Here we go. Now, imagine you're Iran. Would you sit down and start talking with the guys who just bombed you? Would you do that? Probably the answer is no. And so far, the Ayatollah and the other honchos that currently control Iran, I mean, they're still firing missiles, and they've gone on and they've made big statements over the last couple of days. Rah, 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 rah. No, I don't think these guys are going to come to the table. And so my next question is, all right, we've had this very successful bombing run. Good for us, all right? Yay. Are we going to do it again? How deeply are we going to get involved with this? Or are we going to stand back now again and say, okay, Israel, go ahead, keep going. We're just going to stand here and watch now like we've been doing for a while. That will be fascinating. So there's a lot of balls in the air here. All right, the Iranian government, is it still strong? Is it teetering? I'll share one opinion, and we'll take our break, and then we'll come back. If you want to agree, disagree, that's fine. The only way this ends well is if, and again, this is an authoritarian regime in Iran, backed up by the military. If the military abandons them to say, okay, look, this is terrible. We're done with you mullahs and ayatollahs and whoever you are. We're done with you. We're not going to support you anymore. If the military pulls their support, then that's it. That government's going to fold. The ayatollah is going to flee somewhere, kind of like what happened with Syria earlier this year. The whole house of cards just fell. And the bad guys, if you will, got out of town, and other people kind of filled the vacuum to take over. So again, I mentioned last week, Syria is the template here. Can we make another Syria happen? But in order to do that, one, the military is going to have to back out. And then number two, and I caught there's an op-ed piece out there from some, I don't know, expert, who claims that 90% of the Iranian people hate their government. 90% of the Iranian people hate their government. All right. I'd like to think that's true. I know that roughly half the population of Iran is under the age of 30. So we're talking about a large number of young people, male and female. All right, if you remember, what, a couple of years ago, the situation, young woman in Iran either is not wearing her headscarf or isn't wearing it properly or something. She gets called in by the police where they apparently beat her up, rough her up, and she dies in police custody. This gets out, remember that? And there were protests, I think, literally all over Iran, like, about what did you do to this young woman? And, of course, the government sends out the military and police, and they're armed, and they shoot people, and a lot of people got killed, you know, putting down these protests, and then the Iranian people kind of disappeared back into their homes again because they're afraid of being shot. Well, what's going to happen in this case? The only way this turns out well, in my estimation, one, that 90% of people come out of their homes again to say, we're done with this, okay? And then the police and the military, in this case, agree with them. Okay, you know what? This isn't working for us anymore. Mullahs and Ayatollah, get the heck out of town. or they arrest them, round them up, whatever. And things end then peacefully. That's the only way this ends well. I've thought about other ways. I'm like, no, we really could get dragged into a World War III if we don't watch our step here. Russia making noise. I mean, the one guy who, the former president of Russia, comes out with a statement apparently over the weekend on social media. Okay, they took out Iran's nuclear facilities. Well, we could still deliver nuclear bombs to them. I'm thinking, oh, that's great. Let's give them a working model. And that's not funny. No mean to laugh, but whew. All right, let's take our break. What do you think? Again, I'd love to get some calls from people like, yay, I'm for this, nay, I'm against this, and so on. Again, we'll talk with Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, about our beautiful weather this week, coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Belfine. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Belfine cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he is going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pamp, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature. Thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows. Messages from sponsors and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address. No sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI.
It's downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance.
Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Check her blood. 103 is not good. Yeah, be careful of the heat this week. You don't want your blood to get too far over, what is it, 98.6? Is that still normal? 98.6 Fahrenheit? I don't know, whatever Celsius might be. Let's talk here for a Monday show again. Scott with you. The Ironhead is on vacation this week. Might have picked a really good week to take a vacation, so hopefully he's having a good time already. We were supposed to have Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. I don't know, sometimes things come up for Joe and he can't make it in, so we're going to keep on going here, and if we can't get Joe today, maybe we can try him for tomorrow. Because again, if you haven't paid attention to this weather, yes, it's supposed to be mid-90s today, mid-90s tomorrow. We'll see about Wednesday. Originally, again, sometimes weather forecasts change and move and so on. A day or two ago, it was supposed to be low to mid-90s on Wednesday. And I think I've seen, I've got my gadget here. Hold on. My so-called smart watch. Yeah, we'll see how smart it is. Let's see. Wednesday, well, this says 90 on Wednesday. So that's definitely cooler than today and tomorrow. We'll see if that happens. All right. So if we assume Joe probably got tied up with something, maybe we can try to have him on sometime tomorrow. We'll see what we can do with that. In the meantime, again, folks, watch the heat and the humidity. All right. I would not want to be a construction worker today. You know, folks that have to work outside, I don't know, landscaping or whatever. Lots and lots of drinks and stuff like that. So, you know, stay tuned for all of that. All right, let's see if this is Joe. Joe, would this be you?
Well, it's Joe's cousin.
Joe's cousin. Well, hopefully we'll have Joe tomorrow. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think this is Joe's cousin, because I sort of recognize the voice. So, Joe's cousin, what do you have to say this morning? Go ahead.
Well, it's going to be hot, and tomorrow hot, and the next day really, really hot.
That's good. Well, no, the next day it's actually supposed to start cooling off, Joe's cousin.
The next day it will cool off. Yes, yes, I was wrong there.
There we go.
But, hey, I'm like every other meteorologist except Joe. I get it all wrong. You know what's interesting is I lived in Florida for many years, still do once in a while, and Floridians laugh at people in the north for crying about it being in the 90s.
Sure,
because it's
always,
it's hot and hotter. But what they don't realize is that your body assimilates to that. In other words, it took me about 2 years to get used to that. So anything under 80 degrees when I lived there, I was freezing. So they need to stop laughing at northerners that are complaining. Because when you go from the 50s and 60s and get into the 90s, that puts your body into shock.
Yeah,
it really does. It's not like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Sure. I mean, it goes in reverse. When folks down south come up here and it's like 50 degrees, and they're wearing parkas. All right?
And we're
like, it's 50. It's not a big deal. Come on. I have been to Florida in the past where they had a cold snap, whatever, that week. They had a cold snap, and temperatures were in the 50s. And I swear, I saw people wearing parkas. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? So it goes both ways. It goes both directions.
I had a house on top of a mountain near Lock Haven, about 2,000 feet above average terrain. And you don't need an air conditioner. Never, ever. Doesn't get that warm. But in the wintertime, you know how it is once. It's like somebody throws a switch on Labor Day and says, okay, it's going to be cold now. I mean, we had that one winter. It did not get above freezing, I think, for 2 months. It was that cold. And I remember when it got to like 40 degrees, I went out with it with like a tank top.
Yeah.
It felt like summer. But then again, I got caught on top of a mountain for almost 2 days with 60 degree below zero wind chill. And from that point on, anything below 80, I was freezing.
Oof.
It took 2 years for the body to adopt. So don't think you can, because, you know, Floridians do it, you can do it. If your body will tell you, I don't care how much water you drink. And by the way, if you visit Florida, drink, even if you're not thirsty, because you will get dehydrated and you will collapse. So listen to your body. Drink a lot of water inside. Don't try to be a hero. Now, I want to bring up something, Scott, I found interesting.
Okay.
That, you know, I'm a poster. I post a lot. I've done that since 2012. And my posts get 50 hits, 60s, and I do political stuff, but I don't do Republican-Democrat stuff. I'm not putting one part. I'm just doing not even political stuff, constitutional issue stuff, things like that. And it may get a maximum of 200 hits. But for the heck of it, I just went out and videoed the No Kings protest. And I don't necessarily disagree with the concept, but I know who they are. So, but I just shot it as a reporter for about 70 seconds. How many views do you think that got?
I think you called on this on a Friday, didn't you? I mean, it was a giant number.
Now it's 9,500.
Whew. Wow.
So this is why the media does what they do. Because sensationalism sells. So, I mean, if you're just talking like PBS or NPR and you're trying to educate people, no one's interested. And no one wants to admit it. Well, why do we have negative news? Why do the liberals? Why do the conservatives? Because that's what gets you to listen and watch. It's a system where if you're just trying to have an intellectual discussion, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to be preached to, but throw some people protesting on either side and throw out a controversial issue, and boom, your audience grows by a thousandfold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so how do we fix that? How do we get out of that sensationalism back to giving valid opinions and meeting somewhere in the middle and have a discussion? I don't know how we get back to that. We used to do that, but I don't know.
Well, first, you've got to have people willing to try to lead it and do it. All right? I mean, ambulance chasers, I'm trying to think of all the terms. Ambulance chasers, I mean, I hope they don't do this anymore. And I'll be honest, I don't watch local TV news. I just don't. I can get stuff online. That's where I get information, okay? In some cases, from those stations. But, you know, Channel 6 in Johnstown, the good staff, they do good work. I hope they don't do this anymore, but I swear in the old days, it was like clockwork. They would start like the 6 o'clock news with what I called the Johnstown crime of the day. And it would always be some criminal case. That's the lead story on the 6 o'clock news would be the local Johnstown crime of the day. Every single day they started with the crime of the day. Even if it wasn't all that big, it was the crime of the day. And I'm thinking, I don't want this.
Yeah,
what the heck?
Yeah, it started with the concept, if it bleeds, it leads. It started with, is that an action
news?
Is it an action news station?
Back in the day, no, that was actually another station. Yeah, the big story on Action News. I always loved that too. That was always the lead, and usually it was a fire, an accident, a crime. That's usually was the lead story. Yes.
Yeah, it started Channel 6 in Philadelphia in the 70s with Action News,
mm-hmm.
and then what they would do is every story had to have footage, and it had to have action.
Action.
So you hardly ever watched the anchor like it was Jim Gardner. You heard his voice, then they went to footage, and then he came back to did a one-shotter, back to footage.
Yeah.
And that was the concept of Action News. And let me tell you, that station still is beating everybody's pants off. No one even comes close to Channel 6 Action News. And it was the biggest in the 70s because news is no longer news. It's entertainment. Because I point out the statistics. You know, America's getting bad. We're crime-ridden. No, now it's instantaneous news. But here's the statistics. We have a nation of 350 million people, let's say. 10% of that is 35 million. 1% of that is 3.5 million. 1/10% of that is 350,000. 1/100% of that is 35,000. 1/1000th of that is 3,500. On and on. So statistically, it's nearly barely readable regarding the big news that we see in a nation of 350 million people. But it's sensationalized and it's instantaneous. So it feels like, remember when you were a kid and when it was raining, you thought it was raining everywhere? Like everywhere it was raining, like when you were 6 or 7, you thought the whole world was raining.
All right. I didn't think that, but okay, go ahead.
Well, I did, because that was our perception. You didn't know that, you know, you didn't. You're probably a lot younger than me.
Not by much.
I'm not. Well, I'm 97, so.
Is that right?
Sorry.
Joe's cousin is 97. Yeah, I'm buying that. Okay.
I feel like I'm 97.
Okay.
I'll tell you, meteorology is so interesting. I studied it when I had to take my test, my private pilot's test. And I'm not a good test taker, trust me. I'm not a good student. And I hated it. I studied so hard. The only part of the test I had problems. Everything else was easy. But studying the weather, and I studied and studied. And guess how many weather questions I had on my test?
Two.
I'm like, but I learned a lot. It's very complicated.
Okay.
So what Joe Bastardi does is almost like magic, because he's almost, I'm not going to say 100% accurate, but he's about 90% accurate. That's a science.
Yes.
So my hat's off to Joe Bastardi.
That's why we've got him, yes.
And by the way, you sound great. You sound great as a loner. You're the Lone Ranger riding on the horse. Your Tonto will be back.
Yeah, I guess. No, he better be back. Put it that way.
He better, yeah.
All right. Appreciate the call. All right. Thanks for your call. We're almost out of time, so we've got about a minute and a half or so we won't take any more calls. Anyway, thanks for the compliments. That's very kind. We'll see if we can reach out and contact. Maybe we had a miscommunication. I'd like to get Joe to talk about this heat dome, so maybe tomorrow. We'll see if we can put that together. But in the meantime, folks, first off, stay cool. All right. Yeah, this is extreme heat for just about anybody. I don't care how fit you think you are. If you go out in this stuff for any length of time, not good. All right. So let's take it easy. Again, let's watch out for others, relatives, friends, neighbors, elderly folk that may live next to you or something like that. And if you know they don't have air conditioning in there, you know, that sort of thing. We got to watch out for each other in weather like this. This is extreme weather. Now, could it be worse? Yeah, we'd be in Philadelphia where it could maybe hit 100 degrees today and maybe tomorrow. Whew, really bad. All that asphalt, really bad. Let's take it easy and look out for each other during extreme things like that. It's only going to be a couple of days, all right? Maybe through Wednesday. The heat advisory here is through Wednesday night. And then things are supposed to, not break, but it's supposed to sort of get more back into normal. Temperatures in the 80s in the daytime, overnight lows, you know, maybe in the low 60s or something. But between here and there, let's take it easy. And, of course, follow news, because we are in historic times here. We really are. We've got to watch our step. Again, you can love them, hate them, whatever, the people pulling the strings. We got to watch our step here. And there's parts of this. I'll save this actually for tomorrow. I mean, sleeper cells. Look for that term this week. You're going to hear that one a lot. Could there be bad guys in the country right now that want to do bad things? Oh, wonderful. Hey, folks, you have a terrific Monday.
We don't just talk sports.
The Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox.
It pays to listen to Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Just ask Scott Burkett of Belfont. Scott won a beautiful hot springs hot tub from Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall during the 36th annual historic Belfont Cruise. AJ Roberts asked Scott what he's going to do with his new summer toy.
I'm going to hook it up and I'm going to invite some friends.
All right, it's nice being a good friend, right?
That's it. I've already invited the owners to come on over. I will supply them with some adult beverages.
We want to thank all our great sponsors of Summer Splash. Fisher's Market, located at the Y in Milesburg. Dottery Equipment, Route 64 in Mill Hall. Maxwell Equipment, located on Shiloh Road in State College. Pam, located at 136 Harrison Road in Pleasant Gap. And Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. Be listening for your next opportunity of winning.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7thefox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7thefox.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality, you